Well, last week, USDA issued its crop reports calling for a record harvest. But since then, more spillways have been opened, resulting in more flooding, with estimates of total basin flood losses now in the millions of acres. USDA World Ag Outlook Board Chair Gerald Bangy says any changes to those predictions would now be up to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service.
If they elect to make some sort of a modification to the numbers, or if there turns out to be some kind of a special assessment, which I'm certainly not saying that's going to happen, but it depends on the magnitude of the problem, and if there is, in fact, something like that done, we certainly do have the capacity and do have the responsibility to reflect that in the next World Ag Supply Demand Estimates Report.
However, Bangy believes that any potential losses still pale in comparison to the 85 million plus acres of corn and nearly 76 million acres of soybeans expected to be harvested.
And I don't mean in any way to downplay the impact on the local farmers in the area, but in terms of national totals, they would still be relatively small for commodities such as corn and soybeans.
But cotton and rice acres are much fewer, so flooding impacts there could be greater. In addition, Bangy adds that all might not be lost in some areas.
There's such a term as something being marginally flooded, and perhaps if it would happen that the waters recede in sufficient time, certainly some of those areas could in fact be planted.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.